Welcome to Against the Grain Sports Houston Podcast, your new home for Houston sports. I'm your host, David Sanchez. You can follow me on Twitter at ATGSportsHOU, or you can hit up my IG at againstthegrain.sportshouston. Hey, yo! Woo, it is a hot one today. Oh, Lord, that Houston heat getting to me, though. That getting me all fired up. The NBA Finals is coming on tonight. Last game at the Oracle. So you know it's about to be lit. Justin Verlander can't even catch a break. But y'all know what I'm here for. Yeah, there's a lot of news coming out of Kirby. Yeah, down over there at NRG. What the hell is going on with the Texans? I mean, damn! It just seems like every damn year there's always something since Bill O'Brien has been here. And that's where I'm going to go ahead and start off with this pod right here. That's what I want to talk about today, is that the Bill O'Brien regime will go down as the most embarrassing era in Houston Texans history. Against the Grain Sports Houston Podcast. I'm your host, David Sanchez. Bill O'Brien's regime, and I am seeing that there's still a couple of people out there stuck on the nipple. Well, everybody's mouth has been popped up. I'm going to pop these off. You got this wheezing dog that is the Bill O'Brien regime. Wheezing in the corner. And you still got people still hanging off that six nipple. Let it go. He's gone. Y'all wondering why the sour milk keeps coming out. It's just nasty. All right, look. Now, they want to talk about Dom Capers. Like, let's go through the history of the Houston Texans. You got Dom Capers, you got Gary Kubiak, and you got Bill O'Brien. Clearly, at this point, Kubiak is not even in the conversation of embarrassing when we're talking about how embarrassing this shit is. So we can go to Dom Capers, who never had a winning season as a Houston Texan head coach. Oh, we're talking about Bill O'Brien. Now, if Dom Capers not having a winning season is supposed to be the most embarrassing thing that happened to the Houston Texans, let's put it in context. Who were the Houston Texans before Dom Capers actually took a hold of them? Before Dom Capers held on to the reins as a Houston head coach, who were the Houston Texans? Because as far as I know is that they are an expansion team coming in 2002. Dom Capers has only been with the Houston Texans from 2002 to 2005. Four seasons. He had four seasons, and four seasons was enough for us to what? Cut bait. It's time to go. There could be an argument made that it was for a couple of seasons too long. The writings were probably on the wall already. But you got to put in perspective that this was a brand new franchise. So you're giving him a little bit. You're letting the leash go a little bit. This man is taking on a brand new team. You got to literally build this thing from the ground up. It's not like as if we got somebody else's team and took it as our own. We had to literally build this thing from the ground up. Now, of course, a good coach can actually succeed, but you're going to have to give him time to see if he's actually a good coach. So, yes, Dom Capers had a little bit of extra time, but at least within 4 years, we realized that this was not it. What's the most embarrassing thing in Dom Capers history? The losing records? The bad offensive line? Like I said, having to build this thing from the ground up. Clearly, he wasn't good enough. Cut bait. Kubiak? We're not even going to get into Kubiak. We're not going to get into Kubiak because there's no reason for him to be in a situation like this, because clearly he's already a better coach than Bill O'Brien. That's already clear and cut. Bill O'Brien has had way more talent than Gary Kubiak has ever had. Now, you want to say Kubiak had the better offensive line? This man wasn't given it. He wasn't given no good offensive line. This man had to build it. And that's how you tell a good coach from a bad one. Dom Capers couldn't build. Gary Kubiak came in and built. Bill O'Brien is tearing down. I've seen good offensive linemen be let go under Bill O'Brien. I see good offensive linemen go elsewhere and succeed under Bill O'Brien. Now, what makes Bill O'Brien's regime so embarrassing that I had to just say it? I was like, this is enough. This whole tampering thing, this is just one of the issues. It just seems like since Bill O'Brien has been here, there's always something. There is always something that is ridiculous. It is ridiculous. One, he's trying to be the Patriots. Now, if you want to put this in perspective, the Houston Rockets are not trying to be the Golden State Warriors. You see a dynasty unfolding in front of you. The Houston Rockets did not think, let's be them. They said, let's beat them. And obviously, the Houston Rockets have their own unique style that is different from the NBA. A style that everybody loves to hate. But it doesn't matter because it's our style. It's Houston's style. And it just may be the future. It's just a whole bunch of old heads that don't want to let go. But back to Bill O'Brien. This whole wanting to be the New England Patriots. This shit is a pipe dream. You got to understand that the New England Patriots, what makes their wheels turn are two key features. And that is Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Now, unless you have one or the other, you cannot be them. You cannot be the New England Patriots. So why even try to go for the general manager? Why are we even feeding into Bill O'Brien? That's a whole nother thing. That's a whole nother subject for a whole nother day. I ain't trying to get riled up on that. Let's talk about what makes Bill O'Brien's regime the most embarrassing era in Houston Texans history. Let's go back to the blowout playoff loss. No excuses for this. 30-0 against that Alex Smith-led Kansas City Chiefs team. This would probably be excusable against a Patrick Mahomes-led team. And then even then, you had too much talent to be laying down like that. Let's talk about how it ended up becoming a blowout. The Wattcat. Explosive runs in that drive, setting the Houston Texans up at the 2-yard line. Big runs by Frank Grimes and Alfred Blue. That set him up to the 2-yard line. What happens? Bill O'Brien happens. Tries to get cute. Tries to put a statement out there. Sends out J.J. Watt and Vince Wilfork. What in the hell am I looking at? Ridiculous stuff. Ridiculous stuff coming from this man. This is not pro football that I'm looking at. This is some ridiculous shit. Speaking of J.J. Watt, embarrassing moments in Bill O'Brien history. Allowing J.J. Watt to come in 8 weeks after back surgery. Now, I could tell you that. We are talking about one of the most single, important bones in your body. The back. This thing. 8 weeks? 2 months? Really? I sprained my ankle. I'm on light duty for the next 2 months. We're talking about a broke back. And we're going to send him out 8 weeks to get him ready for the Chicago Bears in week one? The Tennessee Titans in week two? Was it really necessary to have J.J. Watt out there? Now I understand. How do you say no to J.J. Watt? He's the one that wants to go out there. You tell him hell no. You're way too valuable. If you go and mess yourself up, we're going to be out a J.J. Watt for a whole year. So I don't mind being out a couple of more weeks. But that's any other coach. That's not Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien will say, hell yes, I need as much firepower as I can because I cannot coach worth a shit. Bill O'Brien, and just last year, it's not my job. It's not my job. Y'all remember that? Bill O'Brien holding on to the red flag because he wanted to see if the officials would stop time to review the play. It's not his job to get the officials play for the officials to get it right. I got a point to prove. Y'all see, the officials didn't get it right. I got a point to prove. I'm not going to throw the flag and make it easier on them. Literally said that. It's not my job to make their job easier. I could not understand how this dude did not get fired right at that point. I don't understand. Like, we're talking about an NFL head coach that's getting paid millions. And he's going to say that it is not his job to make their jobs easier? This man is going to prove a point? There is a win on the line? Gronk fumbling the football. And they're going to let it go. And not only are they going to let it go, but you're going to let it go. So yeah, Jack Easterby, new Texans executive vice president, former member of the Patriots front office, him being at the ring ceremony for the Patriots, yeah, that's one thing. And tampering with Nick Caserio. Excuse me. Tampering with Nick Caserio. I mean, that's one thing. I'm not going to base off Bill O'Brien's embarrassing regime off of this one thing. It's just culminating from a lot of things. Let's go back to Bill O'Brien wanting to cut Ryan Mallett. Wanting to cut Ryan Mallett as they were arriving to Miami and willing to have Owen Daniels, the tight end, as the backup quarterback because this man had pride on the line? What kind of ridiculous shit is this? Embarrassing moments in Bill O'Brien's regime in the Houston, Texas era. I got these facts for days. These are just the things that are coming off the top of my head because I'm heated. I just had to let this off my chest. So off-season Joe at Joe M709. Appreciate you saying sometimes my takes are spot on. I really do. I really do because I know you and me always go back and forth. But I'm letting you know when I say this is because there is something to it. I ain't just pulling shit out of my ass. These are things that Bill O'Brien himself has done. So don't compare him to Don Capers. Don't compare him to Don Capers. Don Capers were dead. He has been rolling in his grave. Bill O'Brien is in a position where he knows better. He's on a team that knows better. That's what makes this so embarrassing. Dom Capers was brand new. Well, he was on a brand new team. The team was brand new. But the team that we got now is what makes it so embarrassing. We ain't brand new now. Woo! Let that heat out! Against the Grain Sports Houston Podcast.